Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you got a cool new music alert.
What?
This song right here, if it will play. Of course it's not playing on my button.
Of course not.
Nope.
It's not playing on my dang button bar.
That would be too easy.
I am going to fix this right now.
You just played it. Maybe you were overplaying it.
I was overplaying it.
You broke it.
I freaking broke it. Laura Morano's on the phone right now. Laura, I'm going to fix this, and I'm going to play your song on
the
radio because it's really good.
Moment of my life. For a second, I thought like it was me. Like I just couldn't hear it. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with my headphones?
Yeah, no, it's us.
No, it's us. It's our system.
We don't know how to operate our equipment over here.
Your song is so hot, Laura, that it broke our system.
Yeah, we were just listening.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, we were seriously just listening to it, and now it makes me so sad right now. But it is really good. The song is called La 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 La.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing!
Yeah. See, we're telling the truth. We're listening to it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, you're killing it. I feel like you guys can like perform on stage with me, and it's kind of epic.
Well, if you ever need it,
yeah, we're not busy ever.
Yeah. Well, Laura, is this art imitating life or life imitating art? Are you a singer because of the TV show, or did you get the TV show because you are a singer?
I'd like to think I got the TV show because I'm a singer. So mm-hmm. I've been singing and doing music since as long as I can remember, and I remember when I like even like saw the breakdown for Ally Dawson from Austin Alley, I was like, oh my gosh, this character is so me. Like I love writing songs, and then also I'm just like really quirky and kind of awkward. So this is perfect. And when I got the part, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the closest part that I've ever played in my entire life. That's so close to me. So that's like been pretty awesome.
Is the paralyzing stage fright true to who you are as a performer, or
God, not really. I will say I definitely was pretty insecure about kind of the music side of things, just because I love it so much, and it's like way more intimate than acting is. And kind of definitely with the show, as I kind of performed more and did more stuff on the show, I definitely got more secure. So there was a little bit of a parallel there, but not as paralyzing and extreme as Ally had it.
Right.
Well, we love that show. You know, I have a daughter who's about to be 10, and so we were really excited. We got to go see your acting partner with R5 last summer.
Hey, and I know them.
Yeah, now hopefully we get to see you on tour, because you've got to be promoting this stuff running around, right?
Oh, better believe it. I'm hopefully going to be going on tour after I release my album later this year. Mm-hmm. You know, my whole thing is I want the album to be out there and the music to be out there so people can sing along and jam to me.
Yeah. Maybe I think I got it fixed now.
Can we jam to her now?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got it. It's so catchy.
Thank you.
We can get this on iTunes right now, right, Laura?
Yes, you can. It's two words, by the way. It's La La.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you look it up, it's kind of a journey to look it up on iTunes. It's a fun little journey you have to do. You go in the search, and you're like, La La, Laura Morano, and there it is.
So why did you decide to make it two words and not one word?
To be honest, I actually always originally saw it as one word, but I think kind of the consensus between my label and I is like, two words is kind of, it's fun. It's La La.
Yeah. All right. Well, La La is a lot more fun than La La.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's some La La La's on iTunes.
Oh, no,
yeah,
there's
you're a lot of La La La's for sure.
Yeah, buy Laura's. Don't buy the other ones. Laura, fun fact, Al, I bet you didn't know this.
Come on.
Were you really one of the five original classmates on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, you know I was. I was an OG, original grader.
That's so cool.
I didn't know that.
This was before Austin and Ally, right? This was.
Yes, yeah. It was actually the first project I did that my friends could actually watch, because I was like doing much more adult stuff. Like I was in Dexter. I was on a show called the Sarah Silverman Program.
Oh.
So like none of my friends actually believed I was like an actress. They're like, you just missed school because you're a weirdo. But when I got Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, they're like, oh my God. Well, you're still really not an actress because it's like a game show, but this is cool.
And you got such cool stuff going on right now. You're buddies with Gabby Douglas, right? And she's just getting back from the Olympics. You guys are going to judge the Miss America pageant together?
Yes, it's funny. I've actually never met Gabby, and I'm freaking out. I'm such a fangirl about her. So I'm so excited to judge the panel with her, because I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm a little nervous because I feel like I'm going to embarrass myself. Be like, oh my God, I love you. You're so amazing. You're a national hero. Ah.
No, but as a judge, you're going to have to ask you're going to get to do a question, right? I'm sure that's how that works. Don't the judges ask some of those questions for the finalists?
Yeah, we do. And so it's funny, you know, I've never done a pageant before. You know, I was never in one or anything. So I'm really excited about to see like how everything works and, you know, for the questioning and all that fun stuff. I'm like excited to meet all the girls. I'm like just, I've never been to Atlantic City. There's a lot of excitement there.
Man. Oh, you're not old enough to gamble, though, I'm afraid.
I know. I'm almost there. I'm 20. Almost.
Yeah, when are you turning 21?
November.
November.
Oh, Al's been stalking
her. Trevor just said that.
No, well, he just opened up Wikipedia.
He's like, November 29th. November 29th.
That's one of those creepy man fans.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm one of those guys. I got stuck watching your show just because it'd be...
Stuck?
Yeah, well, I know. I love it. You're like...
I know, because it feels weird because I'm a grown dude, but I have little kids and they weren't old enough to watch your show, but I would you know, change it to the next channel and I'd get stuck watching your show. I couldn't stop watching it. Do you have that one show that you watch all the time and you just turn it on and you're like, I'm going to be stuck?
You're hooked?
Like, yeah, I'm stuck here for an hour.
Oh, totally. For me, I'm such a, I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't describe it as like being stuck. I was just.
That's negative.
No, but I mean like. I know you mean, but I feel like I'm just, like, actually obsessed, and I, like, make myself stuck. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So I'll literally, like, I've watched every episode, but I will literally, like, rewatch the episodes. I'm, like, reading the books. I'm so, like, a little unhealthily obsessed to the point where, like, everyone around me is like, you got to stop, Laura. There's a whole world out there that you have to face. You can't be in your room, like, watching Game of Thrones.
We just talked to the big dude, the door. What's his name?
Hodor.
Yeah, we just talked to him.
Yeah, he's a DJ.
Oh my god. Okay, if you guys don't watch, you won't realize like the emotional roller coaster that man put you through.
With like no dialogue.
Yeah, Hodor.
Totally. But his name means something more than we think. Oh my gosh, guys, you have no idea.
Well, we do because
we know his
somebody
fate.
Spoiled it
we,
for
we
us.
We
looked but
at
you
the
know
spoiler,
what,
Laura?
Laura, he is a DJ in real life, so maybe you two can go on tour together.
That's what I was saying.
I would literally cry. I feel like I'm such an awkward fangirl. Like we've talked about with Gabby Douglas, with Hodor, I'd probably just be like, oh my god, hold the door.
Laura, who have you, for you talk about fangirling, what celebrity have you met recently that you just maybe embarrassed yourself in front of because you were so excited?
Story of my life with so many things. One of the worst, I think, was I have kind of like a Jason Mraz story. That's like a long story, but basically I was like super embarrassing and said embarrassing things and like had his beanie at one point. It's a long story, but I actually wrote a song with him a few years after for my album, and I was like really chill and cool, and it was like awesome that he definitely didn't remember because he probably has weird fan experiences all the time, and
right.
I didn't bring it up because it was really weird. So it was like kind of a redeeming moment for me, and he gave me an avocado, so it was
he grows them. Yeah,
he grows avocados.
He has an avocado farm and like by San Diego or something.
Yeah,
you probably have a couple
just
other
avocados
farms. Yeah, he's
got uh-huh.
Yeah, he's growing something else.
Just avocados. He's
growing something uh-huh. else out there.
Oh, just avocados.
Yeah, okay,
yeah. All right, Laura, I know you're busy. You're performing with Flo Rida and Jordan Fisher at the Arthur Ashe Kids Day this weekend. That's going to be fun.
Very cool.
I'm performing La La for the first time. I'm so excited.
This song right here.
La La. La La.
I seriously love that.
La La.
Oh, my gosh. I love it that you guys are playing it.
So the first time you're doing it live, you're going to be doing it. Is it going to be on the tennis court?
It's not on the tennis court, but I definitely have like a tennis-inspired outfit.
Oh, of course. You have to. You have to dress the tennis part. That's that's the cutest kind of workout outfit.
Yeah. Oh, man. Laura, you have fun this weekend with Flo Rida and Jordan Fisher, and have fun at the Miss America pageant with Gabby.
Yeah, and go grab the single, La La, on iTunes.
L-A space L-A.
Yes, two words, people. It's two words.
By Laura Morano. Thank you, Laura. Good meeting you.
Good meeting you guys. Have such a great day.
All right.
You too.
Bye.
I gotta go see her when she goes on.
Yeah. So cool. I didn't want to overdo it with the Austin and Allie.
You're
watching.
A huge fan.
I know, but I can't say I am because I'm.
Well, we were too. You know, it's just nice when a kid's show comes on that the parents can enjoy with them.
Right.
And that was a fun one, Austin and Allie.
It's just like one of those you can't stop watching it.
Is this something I need to get on Netflix?
No. Austin and Allie?
It's on Disney Channel all the time. Mm. Just
I don't know
on.
That you would.
You would like it.
It's not for Jenna.
Watch Superbad again.
Yeah, there's no killing involved, so you probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, right.
Ew, I'm out.
Yeah, it doesn't get
no
dark.
Death. Okay.
No death. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. All right, we got your trip to give away here, Kid Nation, coming up maybe in about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see how we feel about that.
Well, right now we're going to play a fun game called Match Game.
Yay. Yeah.
First, let's meet our host, Nick Adams. every while.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah. I love it. They get longer and longer every time.
I know.
She said.
Thank you.
That's how we do it.
Thank you. Well, you guys know how to play the match game. It's simple. You guys are going to fill in a blank to a statement that I read. And
sure.
If our caller matches with someone on our celebrity panel, they get a point.
Okay.
Yay. Okay.
Should we meet the contestant,
yes,
Nick?
Let's meet Erica. Hello, Erica.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
We're doing great, Erica. Tell us about you, Erica.
I'm married, have no kids, but I have 2 cats and 2 dogs.
Those are like kids. Well, Nick, you told her the rules.
Yes, Erica, remember, don't say your answer out loud, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here's number one.
Can I introduce the judges?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what, guys? Before we play, let's meet the celebrity panel.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hello,
okay.
Jenna.
Hey. I'm a little exasperated right now.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
You guys want to hear more about
no,
it?
No, we're...
Hey, let's say hello to JC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Chuck?
Oh, bien, bien. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
And okay. Big Al Matt.
I got today.
Chuck, the Olympics are over. Let's celebrate our wins. Tomorrow, my Uncle Gino's getting out of the pen.
Oh. Is he?
Okay, guys, here we go. Number one, remember, ding in when you have your answer ready.
All right.
Even though Blake Shelton still hasn't picked up the winch, Big Al Bottom... Al thought it was a good idea to buy Blake a giant blank. He did say on Twitter he promises to come by Big Al's bar, though.
That is true.
Dang.
Even though Blake Shelton still hasn't picked up the winch, Big Al Bottom, mm-hmm. Al thought it was a good idea to buy Blake a giant blank.
Ding.
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 Ding, okay. I'm dinging for Kelly. Ding.
Ding, ding, okay. Ding. Everyone's dinging, dinging.
Okay, all right, Erica, we're going to go to you first. Even though Blake Shelton still hasn't picked up the winch, Big Al Bottom, Al thought it was a good idea to buy Blake a giant...
mold of his lips so Blake can kiss him all he wants.
Oh, oh, that's a good one, Erica.
Hey, that was creative.
That's very creative. I love
not
that.
Not at all what I said. Oops.
Well, let's turn to Jenna first, our first celebrity. What did Big Al decide to buy Blake, Jenna?
Big Al bought Blake Shelton a bench to propose to him on.
Going back to the Throwback Thursday.
Wow.
Okay, no match, but good answers. JC, what did Big Al buy Blake?
A giant pair of underwear so they can fit in them together. Blake is endorsed by underwear.
Yeah.
And Kelly, what did Big Al buy Blake?
A giant book of politically correct terminology.
You piped down there.
Yeah, he had some, incidents on Twitter.
How to tweet and not offend.
Very offensive things that man said.
Can you repeat the question, Chuck?
Yes, even though Blake Shelton still hasn't picked up the winch that you bought him, Big Al, you thought it was a good idea to buy Blake a giant...
beer-flavored bean pie, Chuck. Yeah, no matches there.
No matches that round, Erica, but maybe she'll have a chance this round. Here we go.
All right.
Kelly's boyfriend, Alan, has already pushed her up against a wall and kissed her.
Whoa.
So to change things up, he pushed her up against a blank and kissed her.
Oh. Ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, ding.
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 Ding. I can write it.
You ding. Can write it while she's writing hers?
Yeah.
Ding.
Okay, she dinged too. Okay, good.
All right, here we go. Erica, we go to you first. Kelly's boyfriend, Alan, already pushed her up against a wall and kissed her. So to change things up, he pushed her up against a blank and kissed her.
You ding.
The nice convertible weekend car he got her.
Oh! That's a good Africa answer for you.
Very good.
Well done.
That's a listener right there.
Okay, yeah. Let's,
man.
Let's see what Jenna says. What did Alan push Kelly up against this time and kiss her?
An island target.
Yeah. JC, what did Alan try this time?
He pushed her up against a rabbit from a hat.
Ah.
He's a magician.
Got it.
Killed the wabbit.
Big Al, what did Alan push Kelly up against?
The stick in his new Porsche.
That's a match.
That's a match.
We're going to say that's
all
a
right.
match.
Yeah.
All
right.
Kelly, let's see if we get another match. Your boyfriend, Alan, has already pushed you up against a wall and kissed you. So to change things up, he pushed you up against a...
His. Magic wand.
Magic wand.
Oh.
Another good answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Erica, you have one match. Here we go. Number three. Jenna has a life-size cutout of blank in her bedroom.
Oh.
Well, dang.
Jenna has a life-size cutout of blank in her bedroom.
Ding.
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 Are there?
Ding.
Ding.
Okay, here we go. All right, Erica, we're going to go to you first. Jenna has a life-size cutout of what in her bedroom?
Her precious Maximus.
Oh, Max.
What a good answer.
Aww. I sure hope you get a match.
Yeah. Okay, hey, JC.
Yo.
Let's go with you first.
Okay.
Jenna has a life-size cutout of blank in her bedroom.
Naked Big Al Mac to scare away the burglars.
Yeah, Home Alone style in the window. Dancing.
Yeah, that'll scare them.
All right, no match there. Kelly, what does Jenna have in her bedroom?
I had a duplicitous answer because if I say Wheezy, it could be either the dog and or the little rapper boy.
The little rapper boy.
Lil Wayne.
Little rapper boy.
The little rapper boy.
That's good. Yeah.
Sounds that like a new good. Christmas song. The little rapper
little
boy.
Rapper boy.
Big Al.
I'm going to have to do that one.
Sure. Jenna has a life-size cutout of what in her bedroom?
Her side boob, Chuck.
Oh, good one, Al.
And Jenna, you have a life-size cutout of what in your bedroom?
Erica knows me well. My dead pug.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, got a match. Yay.
Two matches for Erica. Here we go. Last question.
Oh, great.
How do we think this is going to start, guys?
Casey is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
He's so dumb that not only did he think tear-free shampoo was tear-free, he actually thought the birds and the bees was really about blank.
Dang.
Wow.
That's easy. Well, that's easy to me because I knew what I said.
Right.
Ding.
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 Okay, here we go, Erica. We're going to go to you first. JC is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
He's so dumb that not only did he think tear-free shampoo meant tear-free, he thought the birds and the bees was really about...
shaving his chest.
Shaving his chest.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right, let's see. Right. Let's go to Jenna first. What did JC think the birds and the bees was really about?
I just realized my answer might be what it really is about. I said pollinating.
Pollinating, no match there. No right. match there. Kelly, let's go with you. What did JC think the birds and the bees was about?
JC is so dumb.
How dumb am I, Kelly?
He thought the birds and the bees were about... birds and bees.
Literally. I do take things very literal sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Okay, Big Al JC is so dumb, he thought the birds and the bees was really about...
flying, Chuck.
Again, literal.
Okay, hey, so like far no matches. One. But JC...
aviation.
Huh? You are...
I don't want to laugh at this. I don't want to laugh at myself.
JC is so dumb.
How dumb
are you?
You're so dumb that not only did you think tear-free shampoo meant tear-free, you also thought the birds and the bees was really about...
maybe Jenna can join my dumb club because I said pollen distribution.
Well, Erica, you got two matches that round. Congratulations.
Oh, Erica.
Yay.
That gets you.
That's great.
That gets you 2,000 bonus points, Erica.
What?
Please,
wow.
Please, you're welcome to go to kidnation.com and pick out something from our store. Okay.
Fantastic. That sounds great.
All right.
You know the show very well.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you, and I listen to you guys over iHeartRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you listening from?
New Mexico.
Okay.
Whoa!
I have always wanted to go there. I have not been there.
Yeah.
I think Balloon Fiesta in the fall time is beautiful out here because you got the change in colors and you got the balloons going up and lots of festivals, harvest festivals.
I want to go to those white sands.
Oh, you have to go during the summer when there's a full moon because you can be out there underneath the full moon. It lights up really pretty.
Oh, that's so cool.
Good to know.
Great.
Well, Erica, thank you for listening to us and playing Match Game.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I'm so happy I got to play.
Hey, Erica.
Bye, Erica.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank
you.
There she
goes. Yay. That was a fun game.
Yep.
And do you guys remember when we told you the never-ending summer was happening on the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
Yeah, summer that never ends.
It never ends.
Ooh. Well, like you guys, a funny thing happened.
Infinitesimally.
What? Yeah.
What?
So what happened was...
infinitesimally? What?
Yeah.
What's
it's
that?
Never ending. It's
infinitesimal?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming to an end.
What?
Yeah,
wait, you just said it was never ending.
I know. We lied.
Well, what are we going to call it now? We're going to call it the ending summer?
Yeah, well, it's the ending summer.
It's dated now.
We have the final trip to give away to Tampa Bay, Florida for free. If you call us up, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take number infinite. No, I'm just kidding. We'll take call number 13 for the final trip.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, now that school's back in session, we got a brand new teacher test for you.
Teacher test?
Teacher test coming up in about 3 minutes.
Kelly always wanted to be a school teacher, yeah. So we did this bit. We started a long time ago with Kelly being our teacher, and we're the students. Yeah.
And we're annoying, and we never seem to move on to another grade.
Yeah. Little learning going on in Miss Raspberry's class. Mm-hmm. Little learning going on, so we got to repeat third grade. But right now, we got to give away this last trip we have.
Let's do it. When I met you in the summer, sweet summertime. The ending summer.
Yeah. The never-ending summer has now turned into the ending summer.
The ending summer.
The ending summer. One last trip to give away. Let's talk to our contestant. Sarah Williamson, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. How are you all?
Doing great. Now, you are the correct caller, but we're going to make it a little difficult on you this morning.
Okay.
You have to answer one question.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get ready for this, Sarah.
Okay.
What letter does your name start with?
First name, last name, or middle name?
First, for you to decide.
First name. First name's fine.
S.
S. Let's go to the judge. That is correct, Sarah. You just won yourself the trip. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Sarah, I hope you've got three friends, because this is a trip for four to Innisbrook. It is a salamander. I'm sorry?
Find some now.
Okay. It's a salamander golf and spa resort. You have deluxe accommodations.
Deluxe accommodations.
I love deluxe.
This is for three nights, too. This is for three nights, too, Sarah. All right? We're not going to just send you down there and bring you right back the next day. No. They have a Loch Ness pool. They have water slides. They have a Surrey family bike rental. They have a full-service salon and spa. And four golf courses. That's to see 18 times four.
Yeah. Okay.
Is... Well, that's a lot of holes of golf.
A lot of holes.
That's right, 18 times.
Definitely.
72. My husband took off work today to go play golf.
Oh, really? Well, it looks like he can go play some golf, and you just chill by the pool, whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
Who are you going to take besides your husband?
I have no idea.
Oh, see?
Do y'all have like a couple's friend?
A couple of friends.
Oh. Maybe you can have a competition. Have a competition.
Game night. Who gets to go?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That'd be fun, Sarah.
Right.
Well, you guys have fun, okay, Sarah?
Thank you so much.
And you have a wonderful week, and thank you for listening to the show. There's our ending summer right there.
Wow.
So what do we got going on for you next week?
I don't know what.
We got you. Everybody's back to school.
Yeah.
Maybe you noticed that you forgot to buy a few things for the kids. Mm-hmm. That's why we're giving you the ultimate lunchbox. Five lucky winners are going to score a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox, and we're going to stuff that with a $400 Visa gift card for your school shopping supplies and all that.
Nice.
Along with Tasty Cakes, delicious mini cupcakes and brownies.
Tasty Cakes.
Nice job there, Brownie.
Which fit perfectly in your lunchbox. You're really going to...
Nice job there, Brownie.
Taking it old school.
All right. Just listen all next week for the Kid Nation school bus to arrive. Be the 23rd caller, and you could win instantly. And thank you for waking up with the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Speaking of school, it's about time to time to go inside Miss Raspberry's classroom.
Oh, boy.
With a brand new teacher test.
Kelly Raspberry has always dreamed of being a teacher, but can she handle the stress and chaos of today's public school? We put Kelly to the test in today's episode of The Teacher Test.
Let's get ready for school.
It's the first day of school for Kelly Raspberry's third grade class. They've already been in third grade, but that doesn't matter.
Good morning, class.
Hello, Raspberry.
Yeah, that must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that.
Great. Same kids again after all these years. You think you guys would get it right by now. It's not Mrs., it's Ms. Raspberry. But other than that, very nice to see all your bright little burnt faces from the summer sun.
Yeah.
I'd say it's been a long summer, but it really wasn't long enough for me. But anyway, how are you all doing? What did you do over the summer?
Still not married, huh, Kelly?
Miss Raspberry.
Oh, well, I had a super rad summer. I worked out, almost killed my dog, and rented out a snow cone truck for my girlfriend's birthday.
Wow, you have a girlfriend, Jenna?
OMG, no, JC, she's my friend that's a girl.
In Spanish, we call those friends amigas.
That's nice, little Dirty Explorer. I had a little honey boo-boo girlfriend over the summer, too, Jenna. But she dumped me and moved to Detroit.
Oh, you mean to find someone who can actually pass third grade?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Dumbosaurus Rex, to be more successful. And that's fine, because that means this deductible piece of chocolate is all single and ready to mingle for you, Miss Asbury.
All right, it's Ms. Raspberry, and I think you mean delectable piece of chocolate, Big Al.
Whatever floats your boat, baby.
Well, what did you do, Jose?
Well, I mowed your yard, and you still owe me $33.12, Mrs. Raspberry.
No, I used a coupon.
I don't know about that. I told you it was voice because it was expired.
It was not expired.
You say tomato, I say jitomate.
All right. Well, look, class, we have a new student to welcome, so I want everyone to put your hands together and help me welcome our new student, Justin.
Yay. Hi. Hello.
Ooh, a new student. Yeah. Welcome, amigo. That's Spanish for boyfriend, Jenna.
All right, Justin. Justin, why don't you tell us what you did over the summer?
Okay. So, well, I went to the zoo and I got to feed all the animals, like the flamingo, the giraffe, and the penguins. And then I went to the beach with my family and built sandcastles that Beyonce sings about and that Barbie would live in.
Mm. I think little Justin is looking for an amigo, JC.
Cállate, Big Al.
Hello, JC.
Well, no. Since Justin is sitting next to you, Jenna, you can help him get situated in our classroom.
Oh, okay, Miss Raspberry. Justin, me and you are going to be best friends.
Okay, girl.
You remind me of my uncle. He likes to wear makeup sometimes.
Okay, why does he like to do that?
Don't listen to her, Justin. You know, I runs the playground around here in this area. You stick with me, ain't nobody gonna mess with you. I bust a cap in the ass, I'm telling you, bro. Pimp got 99 problems, but the monkey bars ain't one. I'm the king of the playground, you know what I'm saying, Miss Asbury?
No. It's Ms. Raspberry, and stay away from me.
Ooh. You can hang out with me, Justin. We can play football. We need another goalie.
Our last goalie, Pablo Diego Jose Francisco de Pala Juan Napuseño María de los Remedios Cipriano, had to move again.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm going to miss Pablo Diego Jose Francisco de Paula Juan Nepomucino Maria de los Remedios Cipriano.
Yeah, you're turning me on.
Do you like our football, Justin?
Oh, my gosh, Jose. It's pronounced soccer here in the United of States.
First of all, it's pronounced the United of Estates, not United of Estates.
No, I really don't like to play soccer. I like dancing, acting, baking. But I'll try it. Maybe get some good kick on them balls, JC.
I like baking, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's different type of baking you do, Big Al.
And so he'll be baking them rocks.
Well, what are you even talking
about? Why are you cooking rocks?
Right, so Justin, welcome to class. Now, I had a great summer, too. You know, I got myself a man. Sorry, Big Al.
It's all right, baby. It's all right. You know, I wrote you a poem and everything, though. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, yeah, girl. You want to hear it? Here you go. Roses is red. Violets is blue. Oh, I gotta go poo-poo.
Oh.
That's a horrible poem.
Not sweet at all.
I think it's nice, guys. It rhymes.
No, I'm for real. I gotta go poo-poo.
This is gonna be a long year again. Class dismissed.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You got something fun going on tonight?
Oh, well, it depends on how you define fun, JC. I mean, yeah, it's
entertaining people?
It should be fun.
Sure.
In a perfect world, it will be fun. I'm hosting a comedy show. I've never hosted a comedy show before.
Ever done stand-up?
Just once, right? I've done stand-up once, and I learned my lesson. I learned what I was good at and what I was not good at, and that was stand-up. So I've not done it or attempted to do it since.
Uh-huh.
But these folks were nice enough to invite me to host their comedy show for reasons unknown. And I agreed because Kelly told me that I needed to be prepared for when George fires me.
Yeah.
So
exactly Kelly's always looking out for you.
That's exactly how it happens.
Kelly right. always looks out for me. She wants me to have a backup plan yeah. or a backup plan. Yeah. Plan. So
this is going
to
go real.
I can't even get my explanation of the comedy show out. How am I going to do comedy for five? This woman scared the crap out of me when she said, yeah, she's giving. We're at the planning meeting. Yeah, I want you to come out and do maybe 15 minutes, and yeah. then introduce. I'm like 15 minutes. No. There's no way.
I could tell. See, guys, Al came in this morning. And normally on a Friday, Al is the most excited person in the world.
Yeah, you were quiet now that
but he came
you bring
in,
it up.
And you could sense the nervousness in Big Al Mac.
Is this the weekend, baby?
And he looked at me and he goes, yeah. I was practicing in front of the mirror.
Butt naked. And that's not even an exaggeration. I got out of the shower.
Is that your first practice?
And I put my towel around me and then I said, you know what? I'm going to do it for the world. I'm on the 21st floor, so you know if I can see me. I'm right in front of the glass window door. I'm like, here's my car. Hey, y'all, I'm Big Al. How you doing?
Nothing.
All right. I have like 3 or 4 things kind of written.
Sure.
And I was like, I couldn't.
When is this thing again?
Tomorrow.
Tonight. Oh, tomorrow
oh
or tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. Tomorrow.
You don't even know when
tomorrow.
It is.
It's tomorrow.
Okay. It's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night. Oh. Awesome blues.
Well, we're going to record it all, right?
Sure.
So we'll hear it next week.
Yeah.
No, you'll hear it on Monday at 7 Central.
No.
Monday morning. What do you mean, no? Yes.
Do you want Alan to go with you?
That's all sorts of yes.
To do magic tricks on stage?
To pull.
It'd be a diversion.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, when something goes wrong, just pull Alan up there.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Just yell for him.
Alan, come do a trick.
Bail me out, bro.
Abracadabra.
Make me disappear.
Oh, maybe you can get him to teach you at least a trick or something.
Oh, I can't.
Something to do.
Oh, boy.
What you got going on?
You got a joke? You haven't even practiced?
I did. I've got a little bit.
Give us one joke. You know, that's what when comedians come and do our show, which we haven't done in a long time because this is what we found. Comedians don't want to do their material because they want people to hear it that night.
Right. You understand that.
But there's only like 50 people going to be seeing it that night.
Right.
So.
Still. And we've got at least 47 listening.
So give us your joke.
Give us one joke. Not your best one. Just one that a warm-up joke.
One that you can remember.
Yeah. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, just in case you don't know, you have no idea who I am. My name is Big Al, and I'm dating a graphic girlfriend. She's a little bit younger than me. Okay, she's a lot of bit younger than me, but it's okay. We have a lot of things in common. She's a doctor. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow at 3:00. She's on social media. I'm expecting a social security check.
When's the joke?
She's, I'm canceled.
Oh, wait.
Is that really your stuff?
That's part of it. Bit.
I told him not to do the best one.
That's a little bit.
I did tell him not to do the best one.
What happened to that whole shtick I gave you about?
The premise that you're working with is good.
It is good.
You just got to.
That's a good premise.
The delivery that sucks. And the person.
Right. Well, that's why you have delivering. To practice it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But the whole premise of you dating a young hot girl is great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A little taste.
Okay.
Monday at 7 Central.
That's what I'm going to tell them. If they don't laugh. If that wasn't funny, the premise was good.
Yeah.
You got to admit that.
There you go. That's funny.
If I gave you about the.
I might work a little.
You don't liking that anymore.
I'll work a little.
Did you give him some?
Yeah.
She did.
Remember,
were you not in the room?
It was good.
I might have been.
Robert, the producer, and I were laughing hysterically.
Oh, yeah, I was in the room. Yeah. You were killing it, Kelly.
It was good.
Maybe you should do it.
No. What I was doing was I was giving Al the setup for jokes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he was supposed to fill in the blank.
But you were finishing the jokes
because
for him.
The whole premise of the event is multicultural.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. United Shades of America.
Sure.
America.
So it's like you got a Jewish comedian, you got a Chinese comedian, you got a Pakistani comedian. I don't even know.
Persian. Egyptian
yeah,
the headliner.
All these different ethnicities and cultures.
Right.
So I was telling him to maybe go with that theme.
If I say something that's a little offensive to a culture.
Blame it on me.
Well, I was just saying, should I start with that or should I end with that or, you know, the offensive thing? You know,
you're not going to do it. Are you saying you're not going
to
do it?
I told him not to do anything that was a little bit like that until after He did his opening monologue. Listen to the first comedian, because he's got to still go back up between comedians.
Right,
yeah.
And then if you can see how the mood of the crowd is,
right,
you can throw in that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Less is more off the bat, because if you lose the audience when you get up there, they are not going to care about any other appearance you have throughout the night. So be quick in the beginning.
Agreed.
And then, you know, once you have some drinks and get more comfortable, I think it's cool to offend people. I mean, that's what we do these days.
Sure.
You know, that's what comedians
do.
That's what comedians say. If someone's not offended, then you're not very good. Yeah, exactly.
When you offend somebody, you get them to think. That's what Louis C.K. says all the time. So at least you get somebody thinking.
Okay. Right. All right. Yeah. I'm going to make them.
You'll be fine.
We're too politically correct
these
days.
I'm going to make them think. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
You got this.
I'm going to make them think.
And also next week.
You're not going to do well.
Yeah. Kelly's got high hopes for that.
I'm sorry, Al.
Kelly's got high hopes.
That was pretty blunt and honest. You're not going to do
I can't wait. I seriously can't wait. And unfortunately, Jenna's not going to be here on Monday, because Jenna, you're going to a wedding in Seattle.
I am. Yeah, one of my best girlfriends is getting married. And she's getting married on Sunday night. So I'm headed to Seattle today.
Yeah? And I saw you got your nails did.
I did. You guys, okay, I'm going to girl out for a second.
I made you a theme song. Beauty. No.
Oh.
My pick's in there, that's why. Ready, Jenna, your theme song?
Yes.
Beauty tips from Jenna.
Beauty tips.
There's a Mexican
beauty
song.
From Jenna. Let me girl out for a second, because ever since I saw a photo of Kevin Hart's wife, you know, he just got married, Aniko Parrish, her nails were the coolest things I've ever seen. They were iridescent, and I didn't know how she did it. So I was researching and figuring this out. And girls, I'm telling you, if you're bored with your nail color, this is going to be the new thing. Chrome nails. So my nails right now are holograph chrome.
Yes, you posted pictures on Snap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got real girly because I was so excited to get this powder. So in the light that you just go over your gel polish and it'll change it different colors. It looks metal, like the stickers that some girls wear on their nails.
Wow.
It's a girl thing. But you guys, the chrome nails, it's going to be all the rage. It's starting to hit nail salons. Wow. Look it up.
Nail salons have it right now. You can't go buy it at Target.
I ordered the powder online. Yeah. I ordered it online and took it with me. Took my stash. But you can't find it at Target. A beauty supply store or certain nail salons. Yeah. Girls know how to find this stuff.
Iridescent.
Look up the hashtag. It's called unicorn powder.
Unicorn powder. And you know who else was talking about some beauty stuff? Elena was talking about some stuff she's into right now. Glitter lips
or something?
Yeah. I forgot. Elena, what was that stuff?
Glitter lips?
Yeah, what were you talking about the other day?
Guys, so much stuff. First of all, I also have chrome nails right now, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
winning is
silver.
Winning.
I
had to do something crazy for my birthday nails.
So you got silver, and Jenna, you have what?
Holograph.
Like holograph?
Yeah, yours are a little bit more iridescent-y.
Those are cool.
But, guys, there's a new lip kit in town. Kylie needs to move over. I'm so excited.
What is this?
Okay, you know Pat McGrath.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a super influential makeup artist. So she's all over Instagram, but she's done lip kits and stuff, but she just released a new one, and it is red glitter.
Oh.
I'm about it.
Red
you
glitter
like
lips?
Lip color.
I'm super into lips.
I can do red lip occasionally, but man, no one wants to kiss you with that.
I ain't kissing anybody anyways, so I might as well have some rad
red
lips.
With any red, you don't kiss because it smears on you and them.
And them,
It photographs well.
But, okay, so Chrissy Teigen is wearing it already. Jenna Dewan Tatum has some. Shay Mitchell from Pretty Little Liars is already wearing it. So it's $60.
Oh, whoa.
I know, it's so
for
expensive.
For lipstick?
Okay, and it's not released yet, but it's three easy steps. You put on your regular matte lip, and then they have this, what does she call it?
Like a glitter gloss?
You put on kind of like a gel.
It sounds dry.
It is kind of matte.
It's a vinyl gloss, clear vinyl gloss, and then you put on the glitter all over your lips with like your fingers or a makeup brush.
How do you eat corn on the cob with lipstick like that?
How you go to dinner?
This is one of those things that I feel like celebrities on the red carpet can pull off in a photo, but in person,
definitely not your everyday look or something that you would do even all that often. But I think it'll be fun for
holidays.
Yeah, if you have a big event, it's definitely a bold lip.
I don't even spend $60 on my everyday lip color.
Right. And you know how tough it is to get like glitter out of your hair? Like, imagine how tough it'd be to get it out of your teeth.
You know, there might be some hiccups along the way, but I'm pumped. I'm going to have to try it.
So AKA, you survive on ramen, but you're going to drop $60 on red glitter.
No, I'm going to have my cousin purchase it, and then I'm just going to be like, hey, girl, can I borrow that?
Oh, okay.
that's my go-to technique today for getting this
$60
lip
kit. Lipstick.
But I guess it has the three steps.
That's the most expensive lip stuff I've seen.
Ever. Yeah, same.
Well, how much are the Kylie lip things?
Well, Kylie, you can buy them now just the matte liquid lip, and I think those are what, like,
maybe 25 or 30.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That normal?
Is what I was thinking.
That's normal high.
Mm-hmm. That's normal high, right?
Yeah. Like Tom Ford lip stuff's $40.
I normally use, my favorite mattes are Anastasia, Kylie, and Stila, and those are all somewhere between 22 and 27.
I feel like if I was a girl, I'd rock like the 99 cent store lipstick.
Totally.
Do they have that?
Yeah.
Do you have lipstick over there? Yeah, that's what I would rock.
I'm telling you. Right?
Kelly chimes in.
You guys, NYX.
NYX.
They don't have a great matte lip, though.
NYX, $5, beauty supply shop.
Perfect.
CVS,
no,
Walgreens.
You get it for 99 cents at the Dollar Tree.
You can get ColourPop. ColourPop has liquid lip online, and it's $6 a color.
Kelly says
that everything. But the shade isn't exactly what it looks like online, so you have to be a little bit more careful with it.
Six sounds better than 60.
No, every day.
All day long.
All day long.
Yeah.
I just don't know how practical it is, like, for eating and stuff, you know?
It's not practical, though.
Well, it's not super practical. But most of what I do to be beautiful isn't practical.
There are shoes you buy and wear. They're not for walking. They're for going to somewhere and sitting down and letting everybody look at your pretty feet.
Yeah.
There's lipsticks you wear. You just sit there. Mm-hmm. You can't touch it.
Ow, yeah. Vanity glasses. How much were those?
I've got some that are $12 at Zinni.
How much are those that you're wearing?
But they don't prevent him from eating.
Yeah, and they're
walking. No, but I'm just saying we're talking, you know.
Right,
it's
to look good.
Practical.
I understand. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, you have to eat and stuff. And
we all have our thing that we splurge on.
We don't eat with red lipstick.
I eat before.
You drink with a straw. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, okay.
You just get a good picture before
you
eat.
Hey, I'm a dude. I'm just asking.
That's why I buy the matte liquid lipstick is because I can eat and drink and wear it for hours without it coming off of my face.
And I wish I was into that stuff. I really do.
Why don't you try it?
I envy y'all because it's not me.
Try it this weekend. You'd be the greatest magician's assistant if you had glitter lipstick.
Oh, yes.
Alan would love that.
I don't think he would.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Well, not the kissing
part.
Yeah,
guys don't like the colored lips, I've
found.
So we'll try to put up links so that girls can get their nails done like you two, and then the lip stuff.
Yeah.
Glitter lipstick. I'm not kissing you if you got glitter on.
No.
No way.
No. Was it on the table if he didn't have glitter on?
Nope.
Jason, okay.
Well, I'm talking about my wife.
Oh. Can I do your chrome nails for you on the trip?
I'll do a pinky.
I have gold also.
Because I see dudes doing the pinky a lot.
All right. We'll do it on the vacation.
I don't know, that's cool. Some guys. I don't know why or...
Some guys.
Why are you shaking your head no, Trey?
Carson Daly in 1999.
Don't. Why not?
Because it's getting
starting a fad.
On your... No!
Shake your head at me. I'm trying
don't
to start...
Don't be progressive like
I'm
that.
I'm trying to start a fad.
Be progressive in other ways.
No.
I love it.
I'm gonna do the pink.
You go right ahead.
The pinky, I mean.
Yeah. Oh,
pink
yeah.
Color.
Okay,
yeah.
No.
No pink, just pinky.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys. Should we be excited about this weekend at the movies?
Always.
No, I'm not really familiar with a lot of the things that are coming out.
Well, that's the question we all have, Kelly.
Yeah.
And to answer that question for us and give us great reviews on these movies that Kelly doesn't know much about and tell us about them, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Hi, Gray.
Good morning, everyone.
All right.
Good morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to RottenTomatoes.com just to see what's coming out this week. I recognize a couple of them, but I don't know about the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, we're heading into that time of year where it's kind of a no man's land for a while, where the movies aren't really going to be nominated for Oscars, and they didn't belong in the summer either. So the good news is we'll find some hidden gems that'll kind of come out of nowhere. How about that? I won't even bother telling you the bad news because you already know it.
Okay.
we're actually doing all right this month. We have the energy of the summer still with us. So we have a small horror movie. Is Jenna around?
Oh, she sure is.
I'm here, but I don't know if I'm excited about this one.
Oh, well, this one, it's called Don't Breathe. And why do you think you are not excited about it?
I don't know. I mean, it looks like it could be scary, but I don't know. The blind guy.
Oh, it's the blind guy one?
I think so, right?
Yeah.
They somehow find themselves in this blind guy's place, and he has, like, extra senses.
Yes, he doesn't appreciate them being in his home, Jenna.
Well, they broke in, Kelly.
They did. They broke in. They're thieves. They're trying to steal from him, and things go from bad to worse really, really quickly. So here's the good news. I actually think that based on everybody's reaction, plus an incredibly fresh tomato meter score, Jenny should totally go.
Really? Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. I'll check it out then.
This one is way up there right now. Now, they're going to, a lot more reviews are going to be added, but currently it's very fresh at 89%.
So I guess it's a quandary because you don't like these kids breaking in, but then you feel bad for them because they're probably going to die.
Well, it turns out
you don't know who to root for.
He even says in the preview, the guy goes, well, just because he's blind doesn't mean he's a good person. Ooh, set up.
Oh.
Should blind people go see it?
Wow.
Ow. You know, leave it to you.
Blind Ken is going to be so mad right now.
Very interesting that a guy named Fetty made a movie about a guy whose eyes don't work.
Fetty, one eye. Yeah, Fetty Wap.
He went with the double nod of working eye.
Yep.
Big Al, you've stumbled on something yet again.
I'm a good stumbler.
Every once in a while, he trips over.
Al is usually stumbling on Saturday night, that's when it's happening.
What else you got, Gray?
Well, continuing the theme of people hurting each other, we've got A Hands of Stone, which is the story of Roberto Duran, the fantastic lightweight boxer. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is like a De Niro movie, guys. So this is like no small deal. Mm-hmm. We're bringing back a little Raging Bull action, except that De Niro this time plays Ray Arcel, who was Duran's trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is really an interesting figure in boxing because he was really good. He beat Sugar Ray Leonard and then came, who's played by Usher, by the way.
Yeah, buddy.
He beat him and then 5 months later had let himself get out of shape and agreed to fight him again. And then in the middle, it's very famous, in the middle of the fight, he just walked away.
I forgot
like
about
me when I worked at that Orange Julius in the mall.
You just walk away. Yeah, but you weren't getting beaten up by your manager.
Yeah, I did that one night bartending, and I walked away, and then they made me come back because I hadn't closed out of the system.
We hate you.
And he also, he made a lot of money, and he lost all his money. He went, super broke, right?
Yeah.
You know, most people that make a ton of money really fast do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So sad. So Hands of Stone is doing relatively well with the critics. So this one is a mixed bag. Right now, it's just barely rotten.
Which means it's almost fresh.
Let me get some more reviews and go up a little bit.
Yeah.
It could go either way at this point. But so if you're really having a hankering for a boxing story, you can't go wrong with De Niro and Edgar Ramirez. And then you got Usher.
What else you got, Gray?
Finally, we've got Jason Statham, my best friend, back in Mechanic Resurrection. The Mechanic... He doesn't fix anything. He kills people.
Oh, and I was just going to say, everybody
with
needs
auto
a good
parts?
Mechanic.
In this movie, he joins Jessica Alba, who is a kind of damsel in distress type role, who gets some good, she throws some punches, but basically this guy, this poor character, is forced to come out of hiding and kill three people under contract, and... He does it to save the life of the delightful Jessica Alba.
Wow.
So Mechanic Resurrection, I thought, was relatively uninspired as far as his action movies go.
Yeah.
I wasn't super into it, but at the end of the day, Jason Statham is one of the best at what he does. So this one doesn't have a tomato meter score just yet, but the good news is that you already know whether or not you want to see a Jason Statham movie.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. When does Furious 8 come out? Isn't he in that as well?
He is in that. And when we did interviews, they were very, very adamant about us not asking any questions about anything except his movie. Because nobody wanted to fuel the fire that The Rock had created.
Right.
Okay.
And so that movie, my guess is that since they just wrapped shooting, will probably come out next summer.
Okay.
Oh, so we still got a while before that one.
Yeah. It's
not that bad of a movie week, and it's okay.
It's like I'm going to just go see stuff I miss, you know, that I haven't gotten around to yet instead.
I still haven't seen Jason Bourne.
Yeah, I want to go see Bad Moms.
I enjoyed that. It made me very hot and sweaty.
Wow.
Hey, now.
I also think, Big Al, that if you see Bad Moms, it will make you sweat for different reasons.
I want to see that, too. I still haven't gotten around to that.
My wife went with her mom friends.
She loved
so
it,
So I'll
course.
Go with you, Al. Oh, yeah, she loved it.
Okay.
That's one of the best comedies of the year, hands down.
Okay, I need to, that's on my list.
All right.
Show date.
Show date.
Show date.
All right, show date. Come on in town, Gray.
All right, perfect. I'm there.
I watched Sausage Party, and that wasn't... I don't know if I liked it, Gray.
It got great tomato reviews.
I know, but I don't know.
I'm surprised. I thought you would really
like
it.
I did, too.
And why do you think that was? Was it just too much?
I think I went in there with such high expectations of having this, like, crazy guttural laugh where I'm almost puking because I'm laughing so loud and I have to rewatch the movie, but I didn't have that at all.
Oh, yeah. I could see how expectations would ruin that movie. I had had a little bit too many cocktails going into it. It, like, broke my brain. But in retrospect, I keep thinking back on it, and I think it's more disturbing than anything else.
Right. It had its moments. Yeah. It had its moments.
Yeah, my friends got kicked out.
Why?
Because they were laughing too loud.
Really? At sausage party?
They were drunk. They were drunk. But they were laughing really loud, and other people couldn't hear because they were laughing so loud, so they were asked to leave.
Wow.
Whoa. I didn't know you can get kicked out of a comedy for laughing too loud. That's weird. All right, Gray. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Yes.
Bye, Gray.
All right, baby. See you later.
Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.